30 NBA, you get one title in 8 years, that's pretty good.
But you can't have that attitude. Like, that's good for me. I'm done. You know, no, you should.
They all seem to have that attitude, don't they? Every single team that won a championship in the last 8 years was out in the first round this year, it seems like.
But
Denver was out there all out.
But you should demand, putting a team on the court that could potentially win a championship every year. And I know that sometimes your team isn't in a situation where you can do that, but the Celtics absolutely are. They absolutely are a team that could make a move that puts them back in the conversation.
The Celtics Twitter account posted a weird tribute a couple hours ago.
Oh, really?
It's Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Tatum's got his arm around Brown, and it says the Jays' combined average in the 2024 finals, and then it has their stats, 43 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists, which combined isn't really that good, but whatever. And everyone's saying, like, what's this? Like, what's this weird random tribute? Why are you looking back nostalgically on the something with the Jay? And I guess right before they traded Marcus Smart, they had a similar tribute.
Ooh. Whoa. That's not good.
Although I can't confirm that.
Let's go to Tim on line two. Tim, what's happening?
Rich, Ken, Christian. Hey, Yo. You guys have a great weekend, man. I want to just say I'm hoping that the Celtics keep Brown and Tatum. We just need a big guy, man. That's what we need, a big, and then we can go ahead. I think we're there to the playoffs. We're in maybe the championship. We got the team still. Just dish out some of the other guys, and we're good. One last thing, Rich.
Yeah.
I heard you bring up the CEO, what's his name?
For
the
Breslow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, Breslow. There you go. All right, here we go. Breslow, low salary. Tracy, low salary. They're right where they want all their guys. No high pay guys. They just want their wallet looks sweet right now, and they're not doing nothing. They ain't going anywhere until the end of the year.
It's a great call, Tim. And we'll get to the Breslow stuff in a second. But as far as Jaylen Brown is concerned, I mean, that is interesting that they're posting that stuff on their Instagram right now, the two of them together. I'm not going to read as much into that as in that I can't remember a time where this much heat has just changed and swayed like people's opinion. The fact that Kalshi went from 9% 2 days ago for Giannis being a member of the Celtics to, what did you say, 38%?
Yep.
I mean, that says to me that some people know something.
But I think people, the Giannis buzz is so low. I maybe it's just among the people we talk to on the show, but why are people so down on Giannis? This is one
of the
best big men in the history of the NBA. He's a proven winner. You're looking for a big man. He's the best one out there. He wants to come here. He likes Joe Mazzulla. He changes you and puts you as the favorite, the clear-cut favorite in the East.
Clear-cut favorite,
yes,
in the East?
Yes, yes.
Better than the Knicks?
Tatum and Giannis as a 1-2 punch?
Yeah, but the healthy, Knicks are a complete
I will
team.
Agree, if healthy, asterisk. I would take that. Yes, you have to have some pieces around.
I think that'd be the favorites next year. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl. They're not the favorite next year. The Rams are. So I think that would, be the favorites.
I just have a feeling that they're going to end up. Okay, by the way, you were talking about, how they're going to try to go get a big man, or he was, and just, keep the two Jays together. And that is, there is talk about them trying to get a guy like Time Lord back here. And I know that Scalabrine was like, listen, the medical staff can keep him healthy. And Robert Williams, man, when he plays great, he's everything that you need.
Are the Knicks shaking at
yes.
the prospect of Time Lord coming? They got Robert Williams back.
Yeah, nobody is scared of that team. Yeah, nobody is scared of that team. Right, and how much more of an upgrade is that?
Not much. Over Kata? Yeah, I don't think it's much at all.
Man, how pissed off would Pat Riley be if you steal Giannis? Just that alone is worth getting him.
That would be kind of funny. Let's go to Peter on line three. Peter, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, the reason I was calling was it seems that there's a lot of pressure to try and do the Giannis trade. And I look at it this way. Brown showed through the course of the season that he, by himself, could lead a team to the playoffs. Maybe not win a championship, but lead it. I also believe that Tatum, on his own, could do the same. There's no reason the two of them can't do it together except for coaching.
Giannis led teams to the playoffs all the time.
They did, but Giannis, if you trade away Jaylen and you brought Giannis to the team and Tatum goes down, Giannis on his own is not going to lead that team.
And also,
about that?
Giannis's health is a big question. And the other
That's
thing,
true.
Now the one thing I will say about the trade that makes me want to lean towards possibly them doing it is that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, there's redundancy there. To me, that's if you were to bring in someone in a completely different position like Giannis, but it's such a gamble because we all know, despite what he's doing on all of his social media and the attitude problem, he is a great player.
Right.
Because you are giving up a great player to get another great player with an injury history.
And I granted, he's hurt now too, but who did you lose to in the first round? Embiid, who you had no answer for him. You had Jaylen Brown covering Embiid in the post. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah. Let's go to Rob in Swampscott. What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Hello, Rob.
Guys, the reason why Giannis isn't going to work is because think of how many games he played this year. What good is a big man who's awesome when he only plays 37 games out of 82?
He just didn't like Doc. He didn't want to play for
He shut it down.
He was partying too much, not showing up for the playoffs.
He was booing his own fans. Remember that?
Listen, if he doesn't want to play because he doesn't like his team, then that just speaks to his professionalism. I think
absolutely,
it's a
Rob.
Waiting to happen.
Rob, I went on the other day and I had what? Was it 8 red flags for Giannis?
Yeah, it might have been 10.
It might have been 10. Hell, it could have been 11. I don't know. I just kept going, but I just like, here's a red flag. Here's a red flag. Here's a red flag.
It's the NBA. Everybody's got a red flag. I mean, what do we.
Jalen Brunson doesn't have a red flag.
I mean, Tatum is as like clean cut as an image as you're going to find. And obviously, now there's questions about his toughness. And everybody's.
Just by Ted. Ted's the only one questioning his toughness.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. I mean.
Well, I mean, he did say that, you know, when Tatum said he would have played the next round.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of, from Ted, that whole.
Oh, yeah. Ted definitely was.
The Tony Romo.
But he wasn't alone. But I do think the coach is an interesting. Like, if you're going to make drastic changes to the team and keep the coach, despite his failings in the playoffs only. I mean, I was praising him. He's the coach of the year. I get it. But that is, it's interesting that they're not considering that. That's not something they would.
Giannis loves Mazzulla. Yeah. That's the other thing, too. And that's Giannis loves Tatum. Giannis does not like Jalen.
Mm.
Like, we know that. There's a history between
Jalen doesn't
two.
Like him either.
No, man. They do not like each other at all. So as far as Giannis, where he would want to go, he's right. This gives you a better chance to be a Celtic than to go to the Miami Heat on winning a championship. And you're playing with your buddy Jason Tatum, and you're playing with a weird-ass coach that you apparently are a fan of. So the Heat's there. Kalshi agrees. The numbers keep going up.
Would you be impressed with Bill Chisholm, the owner, if they swing this trade, just in the fact that it proves two Supermax guys he's willing to spend? It would be his first big swing at something. Because right now it looks like a team that went kind of cheap this year, traded away a lot of parts, and now, from what Terp was telling us, they look like they're going to run it back.
I won't give him any credit for that, because isn't the money essentially going to be equal if you were to keep Jaylen Brown around?
I guess that's true.
I
think you're in a win now mode. You're in a 2-year window more than a 4-year window.
I would give Brad Stevens credit, because I think that he obviously wants some sort of bold move, and I do like the fact that he sounds like he's upset or he's pissed, as he likes to say, and he's going to do something about it, because it's all words up to this point. If you just if you said what you said, Brad Stevens, and you don't do anything about it, then that's on you, man. Then you're full of crap. But I know Brad Stevens isn't. He's got a track record enough to show that he's going to back up what he says, and that's why another reason I think this actually might happen.
Take a swing, roll the bones, as Rush would say.
I'm pissed. That's right. Thank you very much. And he's a Rush fan as well. 617-779-7937. Did you hear Rush played Moving Pictures
the
in
whole
its entirety?
Album? I hope that is my show.
Yep.
I hope that's it.
Show 3, the entire thing. It might be the only album I'd want to hear in its entirety by Rush. All right, we'll take your calls and talk Craig Breslow right after this. Who requested the Misfits?
Your boy Jackson.
All right, Jackson.
Oh, yeah. He asked me for a punk song, and this is the first one I thought of.
Very nice. Good job, Jackson. I like this. It's tough to be in a bad mood when the Misfits are on. It is Rich, Ken, Christian R. Ken here today on 93.7 WEI, 617-779-7937. We are broadcasting from Fenway Park at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay, Ford. The official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. And I'm going to let you inside on a little show behind the scenes. You know, just so I know that we have quality callers that we put on the air. I want to make sure the best callers are on there. I leave the task up to Jackson. Say, you know, do me a favor, just kind of like rate them on what you think, like a scale from 1 to 5. Like, you know, 1 is somebody who sounds like they're about to fall asleep and their window's down. And 5 is like literally the greatest. Five is Scottish Jack or Scottish James, who we had on yesterday.
Jimmy.
Scottish Jimmy, yes. I want to get his name correct. And what's awesome is that this is a task taken so seriously by Jackson, I am looking at someone who has a 3.7.
This feels very Zuckerberg-like. And so
like, is that 1, 2, 3, or 5? This one is a 3.7. Let's go to Dave in Springfield. Dave, you have been pre-screened with a 3.7. Let's bring that sucker up to a 5, baby.
Hey, guys, thank you for taking my call. My question is, everyone's talking about replacing weapons, replacing the pieces that the Celtics need to be successful. What about Mazzulla?
That's a good question, Dave.
Or did it seem like he was asleep at the wheel during the last season?
That's a good question. I think he was more like a 2.7.
Really? I thought it was Mazzulla? A 3.7. I mean, the connection had a little bit to be desired, but he had a good attitude and a good question.
He had a good question. Okay, so that's the all right. So a good question is usually like a median is like a 3. You're right, but the window was down.
Yeah, bad audio.
Bad audio.
I did tell him to turn the window up, but hey, you know you can't win them all, Rich.
No. I strive for a 5. When I see a 5 on there, I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. And Jackson never steers us the wrong way.
40% on Kausi. Giannis's next team, Boston 40, Miami 41. It is tight. It is as tight as it's been in a month.
Wow.
Just so you guys know, and callers in general, Scottish Jimmy is the only one who's ever gotten a 5. So just keep that in mind.
He was definitely. I thought we've had another 5 before. I'm sure we've had a 5. You know what? Here's the thing. You can officially request when you call us what your rank